the podcast to be more experiential, whereby you listen and you'll be like, oh my God, I want to be on this show. Because I brought in 5 people and we had an interesting conversation. And for every time I listened to it while I tried working on it, I had a good laugh. Listen to 5 different people and listen to their conversations. It's a little bit crazy, but I mean, this is describe. We are really, really describing what's up. So when you listen to Edeomo, Echo, Yawo, Zoe, and Inuma, tell me what you think about them. This episode is interesting. All you need to do is plug in your earphones, especially, or better still, play it on a speaker. I promise to do better in my next episode. Listen to this and give me a thumbs up, rate, review, or do something nice. Tell me something nice about the episode, and especially, what do you expect in a talking stage?
I host the Scribe podcast. What is your name?
Have you seen what you do now?
No, you can just say your name.
I'm Echo.
And you can say what you do if you want to.
I'm an artist.
Okay.
I'm
paint.
Zoe. I'm a software engineer.
You see?
I thought you paint. And
I know that has to be in.
Hi, I'm Lois, popularly known as the Awokina Body, brand promoter, digital marketer.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Edwin Pizza.
Oh, okay. So, I have 5 people and we are going to record. What do you guys expect in a talking stage? That's what we are going to do. So, I'll start with myself. How long do I want a talking stage to last? You guys, I feel like before I have a relationship with you, I should talk to you. I mean, this is not logical because it doesn't apply every time. But I used to feel like if you talk to somebody for 6 months, if you talk to somebody for 6 months,
do you want to get to know the ancestors?
Who's that?
Sorry.
Wait. You know why? I concluded on 6 months after going through so much heartbreak. You know how you meet somebody and you guys are done, everything quick finish. And I said, yeah, let me be friends with the person first for 6 months. But yeah, what do you think? How long?
So I think it varies in a circumstance. It depends on the person. You can meet somebody and you vibe immediately. And you know, you catch the vibe and then maybe 2 days later you catch feelings. Where you should have been catching flights, sharp. But you can meet another person, and at first there's no connection. But you know, getting to talk to the person, late night conversations, over time, that's when you now discover, okay, I actually do like this person.
But boy, I know they talk to anybody father for late night again.
Have you seen 4 a.m. conversations?
Zoe, how long?
Okay, well, first things first. Yeah, there's talking stage. The talking stage. So
okay,
now,
read.
One like Yahoo said, it depends on the person. So people that you meet and you form a connection with immediately. So people that it takes some time. But I think a talking stage is not meant to last more than 2 weeks.
So
it cannot last more than 2 weeks. Because kings, let me tell you, if that girl is keeping you talking for more than 2 weeks, you are in the friend zone. So don't lie to yourself.
That's what you should be listening to.
Why did you say kings?
Yeah, what is taking notes now?
No, I'm so short.
He's talking. Actually, it depends. There's talking stage and talking stage. The initial talking stage, probably if you meet this person and you're trying to know the person as their friendship level, your other talking stage is when you're trying to consider if this person can go into the ship with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the first talking stage, which is the friendship one, it lasts for 2 months or 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To get to know someone better.
What do you think?
Sorry. as everybody said, there are two types, yeah? Mm-hmm. I think that's probably reached like three. Mm-hmm. I mean, you meet somebody, right? It doesn't take that long for you to know that I want to be with this person, I want to sleep with this person, I want to be friends with this person, right? You meet somebody, I like this person. I see myself being in a relationship with this person. That should tell you how long you're willing to talk plenty, right? Mm-hmm. You meet another person, oh my God, I want to smash this person. Mm-hmm. That should also tell you how long you should pretend, how long you should tell yourself, okay, if I sleep with this person too soon, you think I'm too cheap, that one day also. So you could do that one 2 weeks, 3 weeks. See, actually, it depends on, honestly, to person and
you're the last person. What do you think? Inni told me he doesn't believe in love or something like
he's
that.
He's lying, he's in love with me.
Oh.
Vanilla.
Alright,
oh my God.
No, like, you guys calm down.
Oh. Talk to me,
Jenny. Alright, please calm down. Let's okay. calm down. Let's not just focus.
Okay.
Alright, talking stage, right? It depends on individual. It depends on how long you want it to be. You should know what you want when you start talking to the person. Do you want a relationship, or do you want a situationship, or do you want to not come pass, or do you just want, because all these things is just a stage, okay? So, yeah, I can't give you a frame of time to work with, but I can say it all depends on the individual, right? So if you want to talk for 2 months, or here's your case, you want to talk for 2 years, to your business, you want to talk for 2 seconds, 2 days, you should just know what you're looking for. And as my brother rightly said, if a girl keeps you in a talking stage for more than 2 days or 1 week, forget to get your friends on. If they want to do anything apart from that, it's chop and pass.
But wait, I want to understand though. You said if she's keeping you in talking stage for too long, friend zone. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What zone are you in before?
No. Okay, now let's clarify. Let's clarify this. Now, when you see a girl you like,
mm-hmm.
you approach this girl, you want to meet this girl, you want to do whatever you want to do with this girl, whether it's smash or in a relationship. Now, an issue with most guys, notwithstanding though, an issue with most guys is they don't know how to make their intentions clear. But say you make your intentions clear, you don't have to be too direct, but you're able to get the message across to this girl. Yeah? Not all girls like that very direct thing. So though, you give her, your intentions are clear. Fine. Now she knows what you want from her. Why is she prolonging what is meant to happen?
Is she that she has another man?
I believe in clarity. Don't waste my time. I've told you what I want. Right? What do you want? When she's beating around the bush, she wants to keep talking. She's not cutting it off. She's not adding more. What does she want?
Definitely something.
Talking about intentions, I think this has always been the problem. Maybe there was a time in my life that when I start talking to a guy, I'm actually expecting you to come up. But now, Omo, I'm a big girl. I'll tell you what I want. I mean, they shoot shots now.
Big girl!
You talk and give signs, and they act like they're damn blind. Like, they cannot see. And then the other one that they do, where they tell you this is what they want, and then when you eventually agree, it's why we keep people in the talking stage. When you eventually agree, they do another thing. Say you want. I've had one that was like, I want to cook with you, I want to bake with you, make kids and all of that. And then you smash, and then he now stop picking calls. What kind of gutter behavior is that?
There's a reason for that.
You would have just said you want to smash. I don't have a problem. I mean, I'm equally sexually attracted to you, so we can as well just do it.
Let me say that.
But why tell me you love me and all of that?
Like I said before, yeah? Majority of guys do not know how to make their intentions clear. Now, because, see, it is the way it has been since time. A woman, you find a woman attractive, you go for the woman, right? Now, most guys, because of what the way society has become, most guys have this general idea that a lady wants money or this or that, so I have to be this type of person before I can get what I want from her, which is true in few cases. Right now, the same way you look at a woman's body or her features and you're attracted, there are also some things that a woman looks for before she can allow herself to be attracted to a particular guy, right? But because of this conception, most guys will now
shy
lie or shy away or try to be what they are not just to get Because they feel that if I tell the girl what I want, she'll look at me and be like, I'm not up to that. So let me use this love OT. Let me use this, this I want to be with you till the end of days OT. Which most girls, if you are straightforward with them, let me tell you, most of the bullshit is avoided.
Exactly.
It's avoided.
Okay. So I want to ask you guys, so this is Riku's take on how long a talking stage should be.
Dude.
So I have something like two questions. Can we simultaneously call a talking stage a situationship?
No.
This is where the talking stage and the talking stage comes in. yes, because you can see a girl. Now, and this is the majority for most guys. You see a girl that you like, you really like this girl. Now, you might not want to sleep with that girl at first because you don't want her to feel that that's all you want. That's when you truly like a girl. Like, you're seeing some kind of mating in this girl. You get it. Now, there's talking stage where the two of you meet, you vibe, your sexual and everything, your sexual antennas are both standing. Two of you don't want to waste time, but you feel this might lead to a relationship, but you don't wait, you don't want to wait to get there before you start knocking. That one is talking stage two. You're not in a relationship, you're not in a situationship. You're still getting to know each other, but you just cannot wait for that other room.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Yao,
so I have something to say. You're saying that something about men knowing what they want. Men never know what they want.
I agree.
It's not true for most men. It's not true for most
men. Do not know what they want.
It's the
they
same.
Never know what they want. You guys are talking about being direct, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very straightforward person. If I want you, I tell you I want you, right?
You.
Yeah, come on. No, I'm serious. I'm a very straightforward person.
Yeah.
Yeah, two notes, like, intuitive.
Oh, your one is not serious, don't worry.
I know.
Anyways, so, okay, I met this guy one time. And I'm like, okay, this person is really attractive. I wasn't looking for anything. I didn't want relationship. I don't like it. All this unnecessary entanglement. I'm not interested. So I'm like, hey, what's up? Can we smash, right? And he goes, I want to be friends. Who does that? Sorry, who does that? And I'm like, yo, excuse me, I don't need friends. I don't need male friends. I have plenty if I was looking for. Like, it's really not that hard. So you're telling me that you guys, you people do not know what you want. If I had told him, hey, can we have a talking stage or something, start up something, trust me. It was spoil.
I feel like
honestly,
it will. But Edio, when you tell someone,
I'm not showing it to people that I'm a prostitute.
When you tell somebody that, oh, I like you, I think I should
smash.
Yeah.
And the person say, I know what. Or the person
no,
say,
no. That was.
I want to be friends.
Like we don't think we should be friends first.
He told this guy I like you, let's smash.
Okay,
this guy said, I want to smash you. This guy said, don't you think we should be friends, right? Whether he's shy, whether he's not ready, whatever it is.
Why is he shy?
You people are on two different sides now. You understand? So
it would, yeah.
No,
I
mean, there's some guys who tell that
to.
There's some guys who tell that to 2 seconds.
Yeah,
there's some guys who tell that to 2 seconds. They find the nearest way, quick start.
I know. My point is, I'm saying it. If I were to be a guy, right? It's very easy. You tell somebody this is what I want. What is the point of doing the talking stage?
See, I think the problem is
no point
coming up with your intentions at first is people have fear of rejection. I might have had that before, but come on now, I don't care. You say no, we move. There are how many? 7 billion and 8 billion people in the world. I go on to the next. The fear of rejection is the problem. People get really bad when you say no. But I just think no is a valid answer. Yes is a valid answer.
How long have you been in a talking stage? And how long have you been in a situationship?
Okay. when first of all, I wanted to ask something while we're all growing up. Okay. What do we actually talk about in talking today? Because why should it be that long? You said 2 weeks. What are we talking about? I want to get to know you. I just need your name.
I feel like
hobbies,
to an extent,
can do it in one day.
It matters.
If you want to be in a relationship with somebody, this is somebody that, like,
but that's the thing. Problems of relationship is about getting to each other as you keep going. Mm. If within 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, I can't know your anger, this thing, but I can know it maybe 6 months later. So, would you talk in stage till I know your anger level?
The talking stage is not to see. Talking stage is not getting to know you.
People mistake.
You get to know the person as you're in the relationship with the person.
Mm.
The talking stage is it's literally just talking.
Wasting time to
find out. You might be
that
social
future. Actually, going into
a
relationship.
Would
you
even
that? Would
you
even match my vibe?
For me, I think like that. Sorry, I know I said 6 months earlier. I did not mean 6 months of knowing whether
it's pointless. You've been talking stage with somebody, just 3 other people, and you are here telling yourself you're in a talking stage with a man. 2 weeks later, you come back and say he's not doing again.
And
what's the point?
There's nothing that he was doing before.
Let's not forget that human beings are social animals, right? So before you, that social part has to be there first. Before you just jump into, is even between just smashing somebody, and even if you just see somebody, unless you just want to see somebody good and start smashing the person, that is your case is different, but. That social aspect has to be there. Even if it's breaking the ice, breaking that barrier, like this age, where you stay, you know, things like that. Just that's what the talking stage. The talking stage, you don't get to know the person. That's what the talking stage.
You were saying?
Okay, something was said. Edimo said that after 2 weeks, he comes back and he doesn't know what to do again. It was not said that there's nothing that he was doing. Now, as you continue to grow as a woman, right, you're going to meet all kinds of people. Now, you're getting older, we're all getting older, right? So the men you're going to meet are going to change as well. When you're in uni, you're meeting with uni guys, or maybe some master guys, right? In secondary school, you're meeting with secondary school guys. Fine, now we're adults, we're in life now. You're going to meet guys that are actually busy. They're actually working on their lives, right? So now, some of those men may know what they want, they might not know what they want. But the fact means that they actually have what their hands are doing. And now they're taking time off to try and woo this man. She has kept him in one place for 2 weeks.
Wait,
we have time now.
Wait, I want to ask Glory, how long have you been like in this stage?
To be honest, I don't count. But it's not every day you talk to this person, right? It's probably maybe at night, or people skip a couple of days, another day. So it's every day.
I'm straight up. I mean, that's how you build the connection.
Yeah.
Some days you might. I have the attention.
Glory gives me this vibe. You know those girlfriends that you say you don't have to talk to me every day.
No, I mean, I feel like it's not every time. So
for me, it's every day. It doesn't have to be all the time.
Yeah, like I don't have to talk to you morning, afternoon, night.
Yeah, but every day.
To me. That's why. You can't do
every. You're the best.
So when you marry your wife, except you don't
want to in the house.
Oh my God. So you will not talk to her.
I have built her. She will go to work. If she's working,
We're
in the house now, we don't have a freaking choice.
Yeah.
We don't have a choice.
So if you travel for a week, you're not talking to her for the whole week till you come back to your house.
Because you have
a belt.
What did he say? That you put a man in the box for 2 weeks, so he went, that's when he came back and said he will not do it again. Now,
I had an experience recently that I was talking to this one is about this situation. So like you meet somebody and then they are also nice, like he's doing everything that you like. He's giving you all the I want to be with you vibes. And then you're giving back. And I'm not left wondering, why has he not asked me to be girlfriend yet? Or what are we still waiting for? Why have you not started the relationship? Do you know, I now went ahead to ask, talking about making the intentions. And I say, okay, well, make another just the wait. I now say, and then say, let me ask. Why are we not dating already? I'm building my life. I don't have time. So now the thing is, you can't lie to me. I knew he was lying. You would have just said, okay, it's not you I want to date. I want to date someone else. He was already dating someone else while giving me stupid green lights.
He was doing companionship.
He gave me
with me, ba.
Yes.
And the one that you should talk to every day.
Yes, that's
I'm a therapist, yeah? You'll be hot in the other side.
That's what elongates talking stage. Most of the time, it's going to be long. If you wait for you to know.
Yes, I'm not
sure.
Clarity.
They're so slow. They're so damn slow.
I don't like being the one to ask because normally I used to ask.
And the funny thing is, once you ask, is as if everything just spoils.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I've stopped asking. So I don't let you do your thing. But yeah, if you like, let the door be firing on. If you don't say anything, I'll just be there. I'll be entertaining other people. All of us will be
entertaining other people.
Oh!
Exactly. Now we can't wait for you forever. What are you going
to this
okay. time? You never go.
If I express, okay, my view about this thing, I have like something similar. And this person was throwing lights on how like they want to build their life, what not. And I asked myself, so if
we are in my life, if we are together, you will build your life again. It's meant to finish.
Let me say something.
Yeah, but wait. And do you know that Zoe said that thing? That men of this day, they are building their lives.
Let me clarify.
I'm just to answer. Any what life are people building that relationship is to hinder?
Okay, but to be honest, some guys like focus. And some guys that don't want that girl distraction because they know they're
wait. It's not girl distraction because. Yeah, well, that boy was with you, Abby.
You are your own.
That's what I want to clarify.
So, wait. It's not girl distraction. Because that girl, they your side.
So, the one he now went and dated is not distracting you.
Wait.
Me with all the businesses I'm doing. I want to make time.
Guys building themselves. You see that?
Okay, let's find out.
Wait, look at what we're asking. Why is it that guys now who say they are building their lives and use it as an excuse to keep girls locked in a talking stage.
Okay, now let me clarify this one. Now, a guy that
is actually very serious about building his life, yeah, does not need to tell you. You will know. That guy now was not serious about what he said because Shelly was disturbing every time and he was dating somebody. When you text this guy, he's answering you at a particular period of time in the day, right? Let's say 7, 6, whenever you're back or whatever he's doing, right? I'm not saying this is the case for all, but most guys that are actually working on themselves do not go around saying, I am building my life. They don't need to.
But Zoe, I want to ask you, if you are building your life, having a relationship does
stop. It's a distraction.
Is a distraction.
Yeah. Which wait, hold on. Now with all things, there's a spectrum of everything, right? So most times when you're actually when guys are building their lives, I don't know what most people think, but most times he's either very seriously working, maybe he's a career guy trying to advance his career, right? Maybe he's in the workplace, trying to move up the ranks, maybe he's a self-employed guy trying to get his business off, right? Now, most guys are their time is really taken over by that. If a girl is in their lives, most times that girl is complimenting what they are doing. In the sense that they are working with that girl to build that particular thing. Other times, they don't do relationships. until they are ready.
But they want to fuck.
Yes, now. Which is why clarity is very important.
Zoe, let me ask you. Yes. Sorry, you guys. So let's assume you don't want to fuck random girls. You want to fuck only one girl, and you only want that girl to fuck you. She should wait for you to build your life.
Okay, now this is a personal. I'm going to answer this for a personal.
Men are selfish.
Thank you. I'm going to answer this from a personal point of view. In that situation, I am going to be as selfish as I can be. In the sense that me, as Zoe, I will tell you what I want from you. Right? In the situation I find myself in. If you do not agree, that's the end of what we are trying to form.
But why should anybody have such expectations?
What
you're trying to do is impose your expectations on her.
Yes.
She has. Wow. Yes. She doesn't have a life of her own. That's what he just said. She's going to be selfish, so she's only going to do what he wants her to do.
Exactly. So
while just sitting around and being the woman.
Yeah. Hold on. She will. I tell you this: what I want. This is how I want us to be. If you don't want it, or you want to be with me, but you want to make some changes, you let me know. If it can flow, we will flow. Otherwise, there's nothing can happen between us. Mm-hmm. So whether you want to call it imposing my will, that's personal.
Another question: What do we need in a relationship that takes you away from building your life? Like, what's taking the time in the relationship?
Have you met girls that need attention like 24/7?
Please, yeah, they are dating small girls. Exactly. You're getting small girls.
Exactly. Like someone like this one. Someone like this one. You see me clearly walking. Come on, lift the back of my neck. Leave me now.
My friend, keep quiet. You know that one is banter.
Not 24/7. Mm-hmm. But I feel enough.
How right? Enough?
You guys claim you are very busy, right? If you care about someone, you cannot
be that busy for the person. A simple text.
Thank you.
So tell the person you don't care and let the person go.
Why I answered for me. I will tell you how I will treat you. When you're in a relationship or have something to do with a girl, right? She believes that you are her priority. Exactly. That she's your priority, right? And to an extent, she is. But now, the thing she needs to have at the back of her head is this guy, the goal he has, and me. Where do we start? The mistake is most women believe that they should be above that goal he has set. But if he's not ready for that,
so when you meet a new girl, when you meet a new girl, you start to tell her these are my goals in life. You're telling me about goals.
This is now me.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, now Zoe. When last were you in the talking stage?
When last were you in the talking stage? That's trying to get to know somebody. Yesterday now.
So with that girl.
No.
How long has it lasted? Social experiment. Zoe.
Like 2 days.
2 days. Have you told her your goals?
Huh?
Your goals.
No. I don't want to tell her my goals. And I cannot just come and say, because it depends on the type of girl too. You understand? So I saw John. I didn't want to just come and be blunt.
Tell her your goals, when the team.
She doesn't need to know my goals because I don't see her in my life. I want her
to go.
I said 2 days. I'm not talking about from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I spoke to her for like maybe 1 hour yesterday.
We've been trying to use you as social experiments.
I said one of the talking stages is breaking the ice, get to know each other. You understand? Mm. So that is what is happening right now. So when I've decided that okay, let me tell this girl what I want, which will not take time. If she's not down, we move. If you don't fit into my, this is me present, if you don't fit into my plan, nothing can happen between two.
What do you think?
Do I
what do you think,
Glory? Looking at all these things and everything I have experienced in my few years of staying in this earth, I think that for me, what works for me now, I think, is find that one person. Just you guys should just be talking. Yeah. Let this person know that I'm not doing relationship. I don't want to do relationship. I want to build my career. I will pick trip to Dubai over. I will pick a distant place to work rather than staying where you are. I don't want to see you every day. We will talk normally. And I know that go ahead, do whatever you do. I'll do whatever I'm doing. But we are just in this thing. I don't know. I don't know what situation. Yes, we are there.
We're in agreement.
Yes, we just know that this. And I know that I'm down for you. You know that you're down for me. I shall know that you love me very well. Then if we are ready to marry,
the thing is that
I have these people like more than one, so someone will not break my heart. Ah, if there's this person,
I'm married now,
I will not have problems. So if you don't ask,
are you an Igbo babe?
It's okay.
What's my friend?
So it's okay. There's Michael. Focus on Michael now.
They can be Femi.
No.
Be all you do, stay away from Femi. You will go and cry at water fountain. That is where you will see that.
I've been begging for 2 years. Femi, what do you want?
Oh my God.
Last night, I can even share my color. I had a comment. I think over 50 minutes, Femi, please leave me alone. What do you... 2 years since 2019 till today.
And I have a Femi that will listen to this episode.
Since 2019 till today, once, 2 weeks, you disappear, then you come back. How are you? I miss you. 3 months, the same thing. 6 months, I have blocked. I have so many things. Recently, he came back again. I am going to fight for you.
Oh!
I am going to fight for you. Motherfucker stayed 3 days. He did not text me.
You see this thing?
Are you fighting? I have battles.
I have one ex that is... Sorry. But I have one ex that is currently doing this speech to me. He's like, today I'm back for your love. I'm going to show you the love. After 1 week, I don't see you. Then 2 months. I mean, I already know that I don't want your love. But bro, if you actually say you want to fight for my love, fight for the love. Let
me
feel it. Yes.
Show me how to do it. Do you get?
Okay. Let's move on. How many persons have done... Talking stage and that's been successful. I mean, you might not be having that person anymore, but it was successful when it lasted. Zoe, you.
Wow, that's surprising.
So yes,
I have a question.
I'm
okay.
Boy. In fact, what about you? Have you done talking stage? Kimi, have you done talking stage? And has
this
it
lasted? One, this one, I've not done anything.
Yeah,
did it last?
It lasted.
How long?
I think it was weeks.
Your relationship?
Yeah, about relationship
in the relationship?
Last.
How long did it last?
2 months. 3 years.
Oh! Vanilla!
How do people do that?
Yeah, look at them, man.
Three years! Oh my God of love! You know how much I love that boy.
Vanilla.
3 years should date to 30 years.
Vanilla.
Forgot
podcast. Anyway, sometimes, right, when I meet somebody, okay, I have a label here.
What's that?
I don't like to label my things.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if I'm talking to somebody, right, I would rather we just, I don't know, as she said,
how
we are
doing that. I think I have that for you.
We are in it. We don't need to name it. We know that we care about each other. That's why I like the benefits of a relationship without having to be in a relationship.
I hate that
thing
in my
life.
I hate it. You see that thing you said?
I
hate it with passion.
Why?
Tell me the fuck you want with me. I hate it.
I don't see that do it. I initiate
it. Unless it's an open relationship.
Exactly.
Unless it's open.
Once you overstep, what I leave. I don't like you.
I'm a very emotional person. So most likely that's why it is. But don't come and use my heart like pancake.
No, I tell you up front. I'm not interested in a relationship. I don't want it.
God forbid.
But I have you. You have me. I want to talk to somebody. I call you. I want to get down. I call you.
You get.
And that's about the dynamics of it. Now, what else are we talking about? That's basically it. Now, what else?
I think we all agree. Since we all gave a number to how long. To how long talking stage is that? Talking stage is somewhat necessary.
Yes, we never disagree. It's very necessary.
You cannot just see unless it just work
So and wait, no, no, your pastor, I used to say, when I married my wife, I just walked up to her and told her, marry me. And she said, yes.
As with everything in reality as we know it, there are exceptions. Exactly. Now, whether the pastor is lying or not is not my business. Whether it's true or not, it's his business. It's him and his God. Maybe he's a pastor.
Oh, yeah, now let's edit the question now. What do you expect in the talking stage?
Oh, I like this.
Someone should consider.
You can gather your words.
For me, first thing is honesty. Nothing turns me over blindly. And if I ask you something, your best bet is you already know. So just people tell you the truth. Because once you lie, you throw me off already.
Yeah, one so detective. Like, said she already knows.
I ask, I just want to hear from you. Mm. So if you lie, I'm like, I'll just look at you and I'm like, okay. So for me, it's just honesty. Let's just talk. Let's just share experiences. And that's, we do dates in the middle, maybe like anything too serious. Like, you know, hang out and whatever.
People don't, all of you don't want to marry me. Me, I want to be your girlfriend. I want to date you. I want to marry and have your kids. I want to wife you.
I wish I had a brother for you.
I wish you did. I have a boy they like. But still.
Does he like you back?
Like me back.
Okay.
I know.
He's lying.
Men are wicked. Men are wicked. I support the motion, but he likes me.
Okay, but.
Wow.
Okay, I feel the absence, or rather the growing absence of relationship structure is a bad thing.
What does that mean?
The way everybody doesn't want to be in a relationship, they don't want to target, they don't
I feel it's actually
bad.
This is the first thing I'm supporting Zoe saying.
That's why I mean,
I think it's individual
differences. That's why we have so many divorce cases.
I'm not bashing anybody's preference.
I beg.
I'm
yes,
just
no.
saying that relationship, love, sweet. When I was in love, it was sweet. You understand?
So all this
not tagging the thing.
You can be in love with somebody and not tag it.
Wait, please, you're with me, write it. Why can you calm down?
That's the thing.
I will look for man for you. Okay.
We as a species were designed to be companions to the opposite sex.
Yes. You're supposed to have somebody that will press you small.
It is scary.
If you think about it, it's
very, very scary. Commitment is scary.
Yeah.
Why is it scary?
When you think about it, the responsibility.
I think her fear is. What will happen if it breaks you?
No, it's not that one.
No.
It's not that one.
You know the fear break.
No, I don't know.
What exactly?
What scares you with the commitment?
Commitment. I don't know. Everything. The fact that you have.
You don't want somebody to let me use the word own. That's the wrongest word.
No. I think the issue that after.
You don't want somebody to be your own.
Wait, I won't say it scares people, but I think it's a subconscious problem. When you're committed to somebody in a relationship, you two are holding each other accountable. Mm. Right? So I think most people are not ready to be held accountable in their life right now.
I think it's something that has to do with probably a trauma. The first person I was in love with, I thought, to go, like it has to be like forever. After everything, I noticed that since then, my longest relationship did not pass the months I stayed with that person. Like once they just everything is good. Once they just put relationship inside, like this is relationship. That's where problem starts for me. After overthinking everything, mathematics, like so,
yeah.
It's just crazy. It just runs me off totally.
Oh, okay, that's crazy, or that's interesting. So what do you expect in a talking stage?
Nothing much. We are talking, right? So let everything you're saying be truthful. Be truthful what you're saying. And then spoil me.
Not after
it. So that's spoil
me. Start the relationship and I discover that what you said that time was a lie.
I won't even believe your name. If your name is Michael, once I don't hear one lie. I'll say your name cannot be Michael.
And your mom, what do you say you expect?
I'm not saying anything. As they've said, honesty. And I mean, for me, if I tell you clean, this is it. So you shouldn't have to like lie, right? But above all guys, don't say anytime.
about talking stage.
Talking stage.
Talking stage.
She's getting organized from day one. Okay.
I don't even think it's that.
Not moving,
and gentlemen. Ha.
I'm lost. Wait, if people talking stages, if people do not smash,
they talking stages.
It depends
stage
on the person now. Depends on which of the talking stages.
In all of the talking stages.
You know, yes. In the past, you know, I would not qualify smash as a teen now. But like right now, I don't even do talking stages. But let's in the past. No, I was not doing all those type of things. Presently, I don't know if I do all those type of things, but still.
Do you know what the funny thing is, right? It's really funny. You meet somebody,
mm-hmm.
you're attracted to this person, you guys start talking. It really doesn't take that long.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Before anything, last month.
Mm-hmm.
And then before anything, that's ended.
As quickly as
actually,
started.
It doesn't end for me. Oh.
Mm.
Wow,
if the smash is good.
I don't know.
Wait. No, the smash is good, yeah.
Okay.
But there is no future. It's just sex.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
So if we don't get this,
but there was
you
no
know,
before, no.
You come and you come to your senses.
I think that's
done with this.
I'm not predominant in men. That's not clarity.
If it is
also
it's like, bro,
I'll tell you plain and simple, do better.
Ouch.
Yes, do better.
Yes.
No, seriously, do better.
Okay, so I think your person that has not answered in the beginning.
What
do you expect to talking stage? You have answered different forms.
Alright, what do you expect in talking stage? Basically talking now. Come on.
Hey, dump that.
Vanilla.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
Yeah, so we're talking, I'm just trying to talk, you know.
He's starting a talking stage,
but
yeah.
Crash. Don't worry. It does go anywhere. So what are you going to talk to? Honestly,
not
just...
Strong. What do you want to do?
Just...
She wants to shake it.
She's trying to experiment.
This one is not strong.
If it will work.
Yeah.
You
so...
What do you expect?
Like, it's like distracting. Now this one is not strong.
What do you expect?
What do you expect in a talking stage? Basically, honestly, just be honest. I don't like people lying around with something. If I like pranking people around that, I'm good at my job, so don't do my job for me.
Ah.
Yeah, I can lie a lot. Don't worry, you catch each other with me. That's how good I am.
Why are you proud?
I want to be proud.
Please. Unnecessary
proud
some things.
Everybody other day, I told him, you have really firm glutes. Motherfucker said, yeah, I know. Everybody tells me, why are you proud?
I do not mean to be proud.
Thank you.
I beg. It's not pride.
At least let her have the moment.
Okay, so what qualifies as a good talking stage? Honest, being honest. You vibes. Think vibes?
Yeah, I agree with you. Vibes.
One word.
Good service.
What kind of service? Winding now, maintenance.
What kind of service?
Your job service.
A different service. No,
example.
Yeah.
It's a general term.
You figure it out for yourself. What type of service do you want?
What can you render?
And what can you give? Oh my god!
I operate a lot on how I feel around you. I try to be very in tune with my feelings. So if I feel off for you or the way you are, so I think the vibe for me. Vibe we have with each other is very important.
Chucks.
I think the talking stage will be somewhere else, not just where the talking stage on.
And I think another thing is, you know, for you to move from talking stage to whatever is the next stage, I really don't know, is how comfortable you are around the person.
Yeah, you guys have to be.
Can
sick.
You be you, or do you have to
yes.
have a persona?
Yes,
do you have
yes,
to have a
yes. I think that matters
to meet that person.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Or
I also
whatever.
In contrast of what we are always saying. How comfortable you are with the person. You guys spoke today. Tomorrow you're already planning on how you can go here. When we end, we come to my house, we watch a movie. You might not have sex with Mike, yeah? But we'll just chill. You feel that at ease with this person. Why are you using 2 weeks, 3, 4 weeks? Why?
Exactly.
Check what?
Wait, calm down.
If I'm a neutral killer,
this, wait, not even that. Not even that.
Not in there.
Not even that. We both kill ourselves. Now, not even that one. Then, we have to do some background check while we are
put some CID on the ground, put the
exactly.
Yes. So, this thing you're saying, is it correct to say, yes, is it correct? Okay, good. Yeah. Keep going, just like that's what we do for those weeks.
So, that's what the girls do.
I believe guys should be doing that. Most guys don't do that. Why are you building your life? That's the issue. See, women are so.
You have trust issues.
Women have trust issues. Women are gorgeous. Right? They were designed. See, no matter how religious you are, they were designed to keep you companionship. And most religions, they were made from men, right? So there's this.
I hate this point.
I'm not trying to. I'm just. I said by religion.
Religion, right?
So when you see a woman, even if you're not friends or this, there's this feeling of comfort. Yeah. Okay. If I walk into a place now and I see like seven guys, big men around me, I'm already on my guard. But I walk and I see girls, you don't have to be very fine. I just see big men.
So are you comfortable here now?
Women have this healing power around them.
Tell me about that, now makes it easy for them to lie and deceive you.
Oh my God!
I think because you people think that we are soft and all of that, it's easier for you people to lie to us and think we don't know. So no, the problem with lies for me is not that the fact is not that you lie to me. It's the fact that you think I'm stupid.
Exactly.
Like you think I don't know your line. That means you reduce my intelligence to the barest minimum. She ain't gonna find out, so I might just lie.
Okay.
But I know.
Oh yeah.
So,
okay. Kings. Kings.
Don't raise me.
Kings. This is my second address to you, Kings. If you're a king.
Shola's released a book. It's 5,000 naira.
If you're a king, you are proud. If you're a king, you know who you are, where you stand.
So you don't need to lie now.
If you're a king, she doesn't want to do is her loss. Come on,
yes,
start talking. Kings.
I beg.
Don't lie.
I beg.
Try as hard as possible.
What would you tell your gender about talking stage? What would you give to them? Like, what do you think? What do you think is the logical and moral?
Exactly.
Go straight to the point.
I won't say go straight to the point.
I won't say go straight to the point.
Let me just say something. You can't tell me that you meet so many people every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you meet somebody,
you don't really know what you want to do with that person.
Let me ask you. As you met me now, if I was asked, what would you do? What would you want with me?
I've already told you now.
No, you haven't told me. No, I told you.
I want you in my house.
She's
so lively that it counteracts me.
Ha!
So I would like to have her around. I told you to be
in your house.
Zoe, entertainment, comedian,
as companion, comfort,
friendship. Okay, your friendship.
That's nice.
See,
you've just answered the question.
Yes.
It was simple.
Friendship.
I don't want friendship.
See, now we're on two separate parts.
Ediomo.
We go first.
Ediomo. Ediomo.
Oh, yes.
Everybody. Don't worry.
Exactly. So he has answered, right?
I would love to see Fashi how I might be around. Like, I might act when she's being she. Right. I actually like it.
So I should like lick your neck.
I like
what do you say she used to do when you are typing?
Lick your neck.
I want to lick your neck.
So we're friends. I like the dynamic. I like the dynamic.
But at least make sure to
let me ask my own.
Exactly. Exactly.
Even before the podcast, I did that thing.
I did not think it. So now you meet another person, right? And then instantly you're like, oh my God. You start to imagine what the person looks like naked. You're in another one, just sex, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You meet another person, you guys have conversations, and you're like, wow, this is a man I would want to be with. This is a girl I want. It's that simple. And it really doesn't take,
eternity.
A few hours of conversation can tell you what you want with somebody.
Yeah, someone asked,
exactly. Someone asked me, how long should you date somebody before you guys get married?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, 6 months, 1 year highest. Don't date me for 2 years.
and dump me. Not like I want to marry you like that.
Marry me.
But still.
I swear.
Don't listen.
I just have like a side thought.
What would people now come and do in the marriage?
You know why maybe some people, after maybe the whole relationship talking stage thing, can they change? Because, no, people's character. You know how, no matter, people always tend to show you what's the nicest part
people
about
don't show them
themselves.
Even in 6 months, you don't
that's
see
why
how
that's
marriages,
I'm big on,
marriages
I'm big on
you.
Friendship.
No,
friendship.
Yes,
first,
friendship first, actually.
You.
Yes, but it's not like that. That could
people
like, that
like
could
you
be
you
a that could be a reason. Yeah. See, no matter what, person feel like when people used to lie, somebody can lie to you for 1 year, then you now marry person, person start to eat your head.
But you're not seeing guys bet on. If you get this girl, make her to fall for you, this thing, for this period of time, give you something.
I swear to God that.
And the guy in question,
if you're a guy,
act very well.
If you're a boy and you ever do that thing to me, I will curse you from state to state.
Curse?
I hate that in my life.
Curse?
See?
You know the
word. Oh, God!
Gentlemen,
if you mistakenly listen to this podcast, I say I like that babe, she looks so pretty. Then you and your guys now say, come make I give you $1 million. I swear to God, if I catch you, oh my God, bros. Even if I love you, love your mother's soup. I hate that in my life.
It's deception at the highest.
It pain my chest.
But how would you know if you don't?
You
find out.
Men are deceptive about doing that.
People are deceptive. I wish I have money. One of these fine babes have plenty of money. I say, go and make sure Zoe fall in love with you. I'll do it to a stupid man.
And it's really easy.
Yes.
It's really easy.
Okay, you guys. Who did we say? Okay, be honest. Any other thing? Honest. For me, what do I expect in a talking stage? I like that service thing you said, Sha.
What are the services? Now I'm interested.
No, like nice things, like treat me right.
You ladies that want services. Make it clear to me that you want services. You're checking me now. How do you tell me that you want services? I just want to talk to you. Let's be clear on that. But you want services while we're talking. How do I get to know that?
We are talking now. You know what I like? And then at some point, we'll talk about stuff that I probably know how. I'll talk about my phone.
Yeah.
And maybe I do podcast. And then I'll say, oh my God, this thing I wanted to do. I don't have this mic, blah, 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 blah. At some point, you could just send me mic. You get a mic. Yes.
Okay.
We are talking, we are getting to know each other now.
Thoughtful people.
Okay.
Act of service.
So
I will love you more.
You're going to be hinting at these things.
I'm not like hinting, I'll just say it, you get.
You're hinting, you're not telling me what they like. I will not tell you, I'll not tell you. You see the kind of guy you are talking to. Okay, fine. As far as you hint,
maybe
what you want. Not that.
Okay, you request for something.
No, not request.
Talking
but,
stage.
But not
people
request.
So many get offended when you, like, on talking stage, you just
request. People request.
So I've forgotten where I was. I think yesterday. Where was I yesterday? He said like, if you want a
one episode,
you want a guy to leave, you asking for money.
No money. Card. There's nothing more annoying.
Annoying.
That's load card for you.
No,
Let me say something. I spoke to my sister.
Someone said if a girl likes you, you will know that she has.
It's like she will go. She will go like that. Honestly.
Oh, you will pay transport to anywhere.
Even when I'm broke. Even when I'm broke.
I've done it.
Even when I'm broke, as far as this man, I'm sorry.
I'm coming.
See, I can't even tell you that, bros. Do you know that it's my last transport? The last money, and I'll find myself in. What? Excuse me, oh. It is sweet.
And the funny thing is, as they are doing it, they're like, why are you so stupid?
Yes, exactly. you'll be like,
that voice of reasoning.
You'll be like, as you're paying the transport, you'll be like, oh boy, now my last cash for this. Why are you
going to do this? There's this euphoria, this happiness while you're going.
Yes!
So you really
if I tell you who the things I've done for love, I think I'll make an episode. The things I do for love.
We know.
But then again,
you've seen me now. Mm-hmm. Maybe you think this guy has money. And you want to ask
Want to ask for money.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Please stop this thing. Nigerian girls, don't ask for money. Just ask for money. If you want to ask for shoe, it's better. I just come and enter my DM and say so for me. You don't know how that used to be.
I'm asking people to solve for them. Yes, they're not their brothers.
He's not going to understand. Ego.
You guys, I just want to say what I'm an advocate for. If you guys are also advocates for it, because I think your work is let everybody try to be responsible for themselves. I know sometimes we have no time, so and it doesn't mean that you should not ask somebody, even if it's your boyfriend, for money. It's just that just try to be responsible for yourself. Like all those small things, it matters a lot. Like me now, if I'm broke and I don't have money, I will still need somebody's son that I like, only the one that I like. And even if I don't collect it, I say that, I need money. And it might not come true, but it's okay. But just be responsible for yourself. Yes. Don't be. Because I don't believe that people see so ask for sub for me until Zoe said it. The issue is, I don't believe you people status, so I can't remember.
There are people that are so dependent. We're talking about dependence today.
Yeah.
I made a thread one time on Twitter. I just woke up that morning and I was like very angry at women that depend on men for everything. Mm-hmm. You want to make your hair. It's like the barest minimum. You're asking somebody's son. Like, when God created everybody in his likeness, he gave all of us the same brain. Why are you not using your own?
But
women came for me. They attacked me in the comment section. I was like, wow, my gender.
And no shade to young girls that are young that cannot afford for themselves. Ask your fathers.
Exactly.
The one that actually shocked me is the one where someone, a guy is like, okay, let's video call, and you're like, I don't want to buy data for me.
Wow.
I didn't even know that those people exist.
I heard somebody say something. Say no, I don't have data for that or something. Which one is? Will you buy me data?
Or if you want to talk to them, ask you to buy data to that chat.
That guy did not send me data. He's asking me for video call.
A screenshot of a chat. I think the guy asked the babe for her number, and then she asked for shawarma and ice cream.
The babe
gets the number. And then the girl was not like, how would I get the shawarma to you? She was like, hey, you send delivery now. Then the girl was not like, but I don't have your number now.
Cheap girls and cheap trails.
I saw a tweet today. The girl was like, if I buy you shawarma and pizza, I will off your pants. And I just went and quoted the two. I'm like, I can buy shawarma and pizza.
Thank you.
Another person that came and said, so if I now add drinks, I told him I can buy any drink I want. What are you bringing to the table?
Okay, now.
No, that question that they used to ask, what are you?
Let me just add this and then ask Domino about me. For me, the clarity comes in, right? If you're that kind of girl that's off your path is shawarma, pizza, ice cream, in that order. There's one girl that hit up my guy when we were together. They showed me chat. I was so impressed with the girl. I told her, good job. She told him, this is, you buy me pizza, I go out with you. Buy me drinks, you do for me, you have sex. Simple. Like, see, if that's who you are, no shame.
Own it, right?
Own it.
Own it, but it's offensive when certain men put it on other women.
On other women.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I used to hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody. One guy was saying,
that.
I had there was a hangout I hosted, and then one guy.
Invite us for
hangouts. He has been my friend. And then when he opened his mouth to say, he said, so I will take you out and buy you food and buy you drinks. And then you're telling me that you don't want to do.
You don't want
what
to
am
do
I doing? That's why I like, I always tell you that I love you so that I can just quickly get out. Are you serious? I said, say you're joking. Or do jinx or something. Say something, just tell us that was a joke. It was crazy.
The one that used to pay me, Sha, is, I've forgotten because I'm distracted. But you guys, we've done 1 hour and I think we are good. You guys should say bye and hi and thank you guys.
Bye and hi and thank you guys.
That's your last word on this episode. Don't laugh, you laugh. That's the end. You don't say anything again.
Be clear.
Be go be.
With everything you want.
Kings.
Yeah.
Not say kings. Not say kings.
That's an address.
Bye. Thank you.
Adios.
Oh,
so interesting.
That was eye opening. You guys, we came out. That's what you are. Then.
I'm a man that knows what I'm doing.
No, I want to talk to you too.
So I have a lot of people. This is.
Level of friendship. Stand down.
I really, if you open your clothes, I'll open.
Well,
I'll
do what I need.
I'll be on my own. Very focused.
I want to build this career.
I'll skip it. I'll skip it.